It's that time of year, like it or not, when foresters and conservationists burn the land. But as Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, prescribed burns help to both restore native habitat and mitigate climate change.
Woolsey White Prairie is on fire. Hawks careen through the smoke after fleeing field rats, while leopard and cricket frogs in surrounding ponds call out concern. This prescribed burn is good medicine for this prairie, says Bruce Shackelford. He's president of environmental consulting operations based in Benton. He's responsible for turning this 50-acre degraded cow pasture back into rare Ozarks and native wet prairie, an effort that's taken years.
This is the seventh burn at Woolsey Wet Prairie, and among the benefits of prescribed burning, it gives the native warm season plants, which is what we want out here, it gives them a jump start. And so they will start emerging sooner, and they will actually put on a much more dense growth than had the site not been burned.
Woolsey Wet Prairie Sanctuary was set aside a decade ago by the city of Fayetteville as part of a compensatory mitigation agreement to offset the taking of 10 acres of wetlands to build Fayetteville's new West Side wastewater treatment facility. Most native prairie in Arkansas and the United States has been plowed under for food cultivation or development. Amazingly, parts of the old Woolsey Prairie parcel were still intact. But due to lack of fire, invasive plants, and draining, the critical habitat was dying. So Bruce Shackelford set about restoring the wetland, first by building water catchments and sloughs and removing woody scrub. A strict schedule of beneficial herbicide applications and prescribed burns followed. And early on, he coordinated a baseline plant survey, which in the following years has exponentially grown with the emergence of long-absent native prairie plants.
It's been almost miraculous. Coming from 47 plant species in that initial baseline characterization to the most recent species count of 431 plant species.
Seeds smothered for decades under a dense mat of Bermuda and tall fescue. Early on, the city was going to pay a contractor to broadcast native seeds to encourage diversity.
For over $150,000 for a contractor to come in and plant some of these very expensive prairie seeds.
Instead, relic seeds, scarified by fire, deep in the soil, took root. This morning, a three-man fire crew conducts the control burn, setting small flank and back fires before igniting big head fires. Pockets of dense underbrush flare, then subside. Thick brown smoke curl from dark orange flames up into the blue, windy sky.
Oh my gosh, the global warming, the greenhouse gases, we're putting more carbon into the atmosphere. Indeed, we are putting carbon into the atmosphere with this prescribed burn. But there are numerous research studies that have shown there is a net loss of carbon in the atmosphere from prescribed burns on prairies, even if you burn those prairies every year. And what happens is, the way that prairie responds, there's a much, much enhanced density of growth. And as we know, plants take in carbon dioxide. What they do is they fix that carbon into the soil as organic carbon, and it takes it out of the atmosphere.
Prescribed fire in optimal conditions produce much less smoke, and routine fire regimes on prairies and certain forests also reduce the risk of incinerating fires, which can bake soils. And reestablished tall grass prairie grasses like Big Blue Stem grow up to 10 feet tall, with roots that reach 12 feet deep, serving as highly productive carbon sinks. Within weeks, this charred ground will turn into a carpet of lush perennial grasses and blooms. In recent years, Woolsey Wet Prairie Sanctuary has become a conservation destination. On nice days, dozens of families can be seen hiking and birding here. Ardent Woolsey Wet Prairie fans are also posting observations and photos from their expedition. For example, Ozarks wildlife biologist Joe Neal uploaded a magnificent image of a mother Osage burying crawfish and her young, photographed during a recent nocturnal slog. Bird surveys have been conducted here, and now a formal herptile survey has commenced. And a new documentary, Woolsey Wet Prairie, After the Burn, is in the final stages of completion. for a possible broadcast on public television. For now, you can watch it on YouTube.
Thousands of years ago, man used fire as a management tool. And today we're coming full circle, because in nature, fire brings forth an abundance of flourishing life to what little is left of North America prairies.
In the spring of 2011, the National Wildlife Federation certified Wolsey-Wet Prairie as a national wildlife habitat. And last summer, Arkansas Audubon designated the prairie as the state's 32nd important bird area. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
If you'd like to learn more, you can look for Wolsey-Wet Prairie on Facebook or go online to ecoarkansas.com.